For Sonoma County Supervisor Susan Gorin, working with insurance companies to extend the 2-year deadline for covering displaced fire survivors isn't just a part of her job. It's personal.
Well, I'm one of the people who lost their homes in the fire, and I'm very aware of the 2-year anniversary for insurance coverage for helping people to rent homes while they are in the process of building. I am so significantly underinsured that I still have not settled with my insurance company, and I still don't have a design that I can afford to build yet, but I'm working on it.
Gorin is one of about 15 or so officials and observers attending an event on fire preparedness held at the Santa Rosa Junior College Training Center. The event is primarily focused on how to update insurance coverage and improve your property ahead of fire season. But as the clock ticks down to the 2-year anniversary, survivors are mostly thinking about their rental vouchers.
I'm not alone. There are many people still in the construction phase who are not sure that they're going to be into their new homes by the time the anniversary of the fires rolls around. And many, many people are still trying to figure out how they can pencil out and afford to build and still unresolved with their insurance policies.
According to the city of Santa Rosa, about 1,200 homes are currently under construction. An additional 409 homes are awaiting permits or about to start construction. Just over a month ago, California Insurance Commissioner Ricardo Lara asked insurance companies to extend rental assistance coverage for survivors, but companies have no legal obligation to do so. Janet Ruiz is a California representative for the Insurance Information Institute.
Well, insurance companies are all looking to help their policyholders recover. So that's the good news. Usually, if there's some extenuating circumstances to getting your rebuild started, you can work with your insurance company and talk through that. The policies cover additional living expenses differently. So it does depend on what company you're with and what type of coverage you had. Some would have a time limit of 2 years with no cap to the limit of money, and just that it would be a similar type living situation to what you had before. Others have a certain dollar amount that you can spend, and so the limit isn't on time, it's on the amount of money.
The Santa Rosa Press-Democrat called the 10 largest insurance companies doing business in the North Bay and asked about their policies on extending the deadline. Farmers and AAA told the Press-Democrat they would extend coverage for another year. Other agencies varied in their responses. Ruiz says the best thing to do if you need an extension is to call your insurance agent directly.
We understand catastrophe. You know, it's something that we work with all the time. So the key really is to talk to them now. You know, don't wait till it's a month out till your 2 years.
I'm Adia White for KRCB's North Bay Report.